The following is a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting. It's time for To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital. A weekly visit with the healthcare professionals at Rush Memorial to introduce you to the employees and the various programs at the hospital. And now, your host, Mary Frances Friedel.
Good morning. We're here today with Joyce Geis, a family nurse practitioner and vice president of provider services at Rush Memorial Hospital. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're here today to talk about asthma, and we hear the term a lot, but can you explain exactly what asthma is?
Asthma is a lung condition of constriction. What typically happens with asthma is that, and often asthma goes along in a triad of symptoms or a triangle of symptoms with allergies, asthma, and atopic dermatitis. And so what that means is that patients that are extra sensitive to allergens or certain exposures, their lungs will react to that and they will constrict. They'll narrow, and that makes the person short of breath, or they'll wheeze or cough, those type of symptoms.
So asthma has to do with our breathing and the reaction of our lungs to things that we're allergic to. Is that correct?
Okay. It can also be other things, not just allergens, but if you get an upper respiratory infection, that will oftentimes exacerbate or worsen your asthma, or just other types of exposures. It doesn't always have to be allergens, but a large percentage of the time it is.
And what was the other part of the triangle you referred to, the dermatitis?
Atopic dermatitis. You get rashes for no good reason. There isn't something you put on your skin that causes you to have a rash, but all of a sudden you'll just get a rash. A lot of people will get a rash from taking a shower. They will just all of a sudden develop a rash. And again, the body was exposed to an allergen and it caused them to have a rash.
Are you saying that the rash causes the breathing problems?
Not at all.
So maybe it just frequently occurs?
Oftentimes those three, the asthma, the allergies, and the atopic dermatitis, tend to run together. And so you'll see that often in patients.
Is this something that anyone can get?
It is. Anyone has the potential at any age to develop asthma.
So people can get it when they're children, or they might develop it later in life?
Yes, and actually, you know, sometimes people will tell me that they had asthma as a child and they outgrew it. And there is, you know, real truth to that, because as the airways get bigger, as we grow, if they get exposed to an allergen, they don't constrict or cause symptoms. And that's really where asthma comes into play. So you can outgrow it, or the symptoms will certainly improve as the person ages. But then sometimes it develops as they age as well.
Could I become allergic to something that I have not been allergic to in the past and develop asthma from that?
Absolutely.
Are there any other symptoms besides the narrowing of the lungs, or the narrowing of the, you said, the vessels in the lungs?
It's really the airways, the bronchial tubes in the lungs. So what really occurs in asthma is that oftentimes you'll have symptoms intermittently, and then your baseline, you don't have symptoms at all. So it happens typically quickly, and then when you are not having symptoms, your lungs are totally fine. So when we do testing, your lungs can absolutely be normal. And patients get frustrated because they'll say, well, I feel fine right now, but then when I, you know, go to exercise, I can't breathe. And that makes total sense. Your lungs are fine until you go to exercise. That exercising causes you to have asthma symptoms. But if we would do the testing while you were exercising, that's when we would see the asthma symptoms.
It sounds like this could be difficult to diagnose then.
Absolutely. Oftentimes it is diagnosed off of symptoms, especially in children who have exercise-induced asthma. And there's a lot of adults that have more exertional-induced asthma. So if you exert yourself or be physically active, your lungs have to work harder. And when that happens, there's a lot more air exchanged, and any little bit it causes the bronchial tubes in the lungs, the airways, to constrict, which then causes potentially shortness of breath, wheezing, coughing, and that type of thing.
What about the weather or stress? Can these things affect asthma?
Absolutely. There are a group of people who, when they're stressed or they get emotional, that will cause airway constriction as well.
So do people need to then carry their medications in the same way that someone might carry an EpiPen?
It depends on the level that you are. That most people are, you know, very mild or only intermittent. I would say that's the majority of people. But you do have those who are, and there's stages of it. We call it, you know, there's mild persistent, there's moderate persistent. And depending on where your symptoms are, and where your lung functioning is during those symptoms is kind of where you fall and how we treat those symptoms. So, or how we treat your asthma. So depending on where you are diagnosed or where you, you know, live every day with your asthma is how we treat you. So for that individual, the young man, that would have been difficult because he didn't have daily symptoms. He just had a rescue inhaler that he used as needed. But that exposure severely restricted his airway, and that would have been very difficult to prevent. He didn't have any symptoms ahead of time. But most people that have asthma have a rescue inhaler, we call it, which is typically albuterol or Ventolin. ProAir is another brand name that they carry. And when they have symptoms, they can take a couple puffs of it. It is a fast, quick-acting medication, which will, you know, within just a few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, start to open up those bronchial tubes, those airways, so that air can be exchanged.
Are there other medications that people would take on a continual basis in addition to the rescue inhaler?
Yes. If you notice that you're using your rescue inhaler a lot more often, and really more than twice a week, you should be on a preventive type medication. Typically, those are also inhalers, and they will help to open up the lungs where the rescue inhaler opens it up very quickly, just in a few minutes. The long-acting bronchodilator is the big term, which means opening up the bronchial tubes. It comes in very slow over a couple of hours. It will maintain you open slightly, or, you know, a little bit more than normal for about 12 hours, and then it starts to go out. So typically that you take a puff of that in the morning, a puff of that in the evening, and that helps to keep your airways open so you don't have to use your rescue inhaler very often. Now, if that doesn't work, then oftentimes we add a corticosteroid or an inhaled mild steroid, which then will help open up the lungs, but also decrease the inflammation that comes along with that. So if you think about, let's use your nose, for example, if you get allergies, you know how you're so stuffy, your nose is so stuffy. The same thing happens in your bronchial tubes. They get stuffy. And so the inhaled corticosteroid helps to decrease the stuffiness while the long-acting bronchodilator helps keep it open. So those are medicines that we use to keep things going. Then there are also others. We actually add pills of steroids, you know, and that will go everywhere in the body to just decrease the inflammation. We typically use that when you are really having difficulty breathing, you're audibly wheezing, just standing in the room, kind of thing. And so if we hear that, then we'll know you're at a point where if we've been giving you the rescue inhaler or a nebulizer, it comes in a liquid and you just breathe that in. If we do that, we're doing all this, then we eventually end up giving you pills of steroid to help keep things open.
It sounds like treating asthma can be pretty complicated. What type of healthcare provider does a patient need to see if they do have asthma?
Initially, your primary care provider is the first place to start. In a lot of cases, they can manage your care very well, especially if you're mild, persistent, or, you know, moderate. That's really very much in their scope of practice. But if we're having to use more and more medications and we're not controlled, then oftentimes we go see a pulmonologist who's a lung specialist. And those lung specialists will do a lot of testing, especially testing when you're symptomatic, to figure out what medications will work best for you and how to appropriately care for your asthma.
So it doesn't sound like asthma is something that can actually be definitively cured, other than maybe those children who do grow out of it as they get older.
Correct. It's really not cured. It's mostly managed. And for the most part, you know, we do a great job of managing those symptoms. So if you have those and you're not controlled, you're having to use your rescue inhaler a lot, you need to go back in and be seen. And though that rescue inhaler should just be used less than twice a week. If you're using that more often than that, then you need to come in and use some of these other great medications to help control that asthma.
Are there very many problems with side effects from these medications?
They're mostly inhaled. I don't get a lot of side effects with those medications too much. Your rescue inhaler, I would say, is probably the one that gives you the most symptoms because it's so fast-acting and gets in your system fast. Patients complain of rapid heartbeat because it makes their heartbeat faster. They'll have runny nose sometimes. Those type of symptoms that you'll get palpitations and things like that.
Does the illness itself have any other long-term effects on your health, or does it result in any other negative consequences?
As long as you manage your asthma well and keep it well controlled, there's no decreased lifespan or anything like that.
Is there anything other than medications that people can do to manage their asthma? I mean, obviously you can avoid maybe some of the things you're allergic to.
Absolutely. But allergy avoidance is really the only real way to treat. Again, some people will only have symptoms during certain times of the year, and then other times they do just fine. If the air is cold, they don't have any problems, but if the air is hot, they have trouble then, or different situations. So it can wax and wane, asthma, the symptoms can, but that's really it.
What about just maintaining a general level of health, like exercising, eating right, keeping your weight right? Are those things going to have any effect on asthma?
Absolutely. If you think about constriction, and if you have a large belly, which many of us have, and if you have a large belly, that will push up and shorten your lung span, and so you have a harder time breathing. So keeping your weight in check and then exercising by making your lungs work, making that happen, that's actually good for your lungs. Those two things can be very helpful.
I guess my last question is, how common is asthma?
Asthma is actually very, very common, and they're not really sure whether it's toxins in the air or environmental problems that we're having. More and more people are diagnosed with asthma because we are developing more and more allergies to the environment. And so it's becoming more common.
Well, that sounds unfortunate, but I guess it's a good thing that there's so many different ways to treat it. Thank you so much for coming on today and explaining this.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
You can listen to past shows of To Your Health. Log on to RushMemorial.com and click on podcasts. Join us again next week for another visit with Rush Memorial Hospital. It's To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital on Hometown Country 94.3 WIFE. The proceeding was a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting.